Listen to part of a talk in a history class.
There's nothing you can do to escape history. Perhaps you don't realize it, but you're always surrounded by things that connect you to the past. Take, for example, something as simple as a bobby pin that people sometimes wear in their hair. It goes back 10,000 years. Ancient graves in Asia contain hairpins made of bone and iron, silver and gold. In function, they are little different from what we use today. Cleopatra is said to have preferred hairpins of ivory that were decorated with jewels. Roman hairpins were sometimes hollow inside, making them better to carry poison in. Now, the modern bobby pin owes its name and shape to the 17th century French court, where wigs were in fashion. They made wearing a wig easier, as they were used to pin a person's real hair very close to the head. That was called bobbed hair. The U-shaped pin that facilitated this was called a bobbing pin, which became bobby pin in England in the 18th century. Then in the 19th century, the bobby pins that are still in use today, the ones made of steel wire, began to be mass-produced.